Drum, how pleased have you been with how you've done in your opportunities in team drills?
I feel really good. I'm just getting better every day, and it's a constant grind, but I'm definitely happy where I'm going.
What's been your best play? We've only been able to watch five of the
My best play is, I don't know. Every day is, it's kind of like a, you know, you just continue to learn. You learn from your mistakes. So every day I get a new best play, I guess you would say, because I made up for the mistake I made the day before. So.
Like, have you forced a fumble? Have you done anything you would consider real notable?
Not really. Just a constant getting better.
Have they been working you mostly at Will or Sam?
I've been moving around a lot, in and out, from nickel to base, so I moved around pretty much most of the
time. Did they try to get Mike or no?
No, they didn't try to get Mike.
And I know Stephon said yesterday it's been sort of a rotation with him and Terrence Garvin. Have you gotten a little first team work, a lot?
Yeah, I've just been moving around pretty much everywhere. Sometimes you can be thrown in anywhere, so when I'm in, I just try to make the best of the opportunity.
I like following your Twitter account. I get motivational messages on there sometimes. And I guess I'll ask you about the one that you pinned here. Can you explain what this one means? Please don't fight my battles. I need these scars. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so I made that one quite a long time ago. It's pretty much I need that struggle. I don't need anybody to take it for me. And that pretty much was my whole college career. Coming as a freshman, being behind, you know, some first rounders, Raekwon, all those guys, you know, they just sat me down and said, you need all this, all the pressure, all the hard times you go through, and it's going to, you know, pay off in the end. And honestly, it did. And I kind of just stick to that. If the hard times, it's going to come, but they're not going to last.
How many scars you got?
quite a bit.
Anyone in particular that stands out?
What'd you say?
Anyone in particular that stands out?
I say my freshman year at Ohio State. That was the biggest hard time of my life. And coming in, you know, as a senior in high school, star player, you think I'm gonna come in and pretty much do whatever I want to do, being behind Darren Lee, Christopher Worley, Josh Perry, Raekwon. You know, they humble you fast and. You know, they just try to bring you along, but they understand that it's a growing process, and they definitely helped me.
Do you see any correlation between what's going on then and now?
Yeah, but it's kind of a – I've been through it before, so I know, you know, it's going to come and it's going to go. So just take advantage of it and try to learn as much as you can. The faster you learn, the faster you get over with. So.
What kind of feedback have you gotten from the coaching staff about how you played so far?
Pretty good. I'm learning the playbook pretty well, but it's now just to focus on the details. The little things is what's I'm pretty much focusing on. The base thing is going well, but the little things is what separate me.
So while you were going through the hard times as a freshman, what was going through your mind? Were you starting to wonder, am I ever going to get it, or why is this tougher than I thought? What was going through?
Yeah, the physical part I really never questioned. It was more the mental part of I keep making the same. You know, petty mistake. And after a while, that three mistakes turn into two, those two mistakes turn into one. And next thing you know, you're not making as many mistakes anymore. So the mental part is what's with any athlete is it's the hard part. So once I got that under control, the physical part just, you know, took care of itself.
Who's been your roommate?
Q. Quinn Pullen. Bullen. So.
Is he a good
sleeper?
Does he snore?
Do he snore? No, he don't really snore. He's a, but I go to bed before him and he's gone before me. So when I wake up, he's pretty much gone already. He has his own car, so he's gone.
Do you guys work out who's a night shower and a morning shower? I don't mean to take your question.
It's kind of
just, I have a real question. I'm just kidding.
Just get in when you fit in. That's pretty much where it's at.
Is it difficult out there to restrain yourself and remember not to hit anybody? And have you been reprimanded for maybe getting a little too close?
Sometimes it's hard when you run at full speed and you just, you know, if it's a regular play, you just run through them. But, you know, we're pros now, so you just try to take care of each other. So it's pretty cool.
Did you have any time where one of the coaches had to tell you, like, that was a little too much?
I have, like, players be like, all right, calm down. Especially, like, walkthroughs. Walkthroughs, even in college, it was a full, you know, we was going hard. You just wasn't hitting anybody. Here, the walkthrough was a little toned down, but I was still in my college mind of going hard and, you know, sometimes they get you in trouble a little bit, but it's all good.
So So, Jerome, how bummed were you that the Cavs lost in the NBA final, and how bummed will you be when LeBron leaves?
Wow. All right. Okay.
I know you're a big LeBron guy.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. But wherever LeBron go, I'm still going to be his fan. But he's still the greatest, you know, basketball player of all time. So, you know, I'm happy for the Cavs. Had a great season, but it is what it is.
Jerome, I know obviously any linebacker coming into the league, they'd like to eventually be a full-time player. You're obviously known for being terrific in coverage. Have you thought about in your mind, you know, I'd like at least to show enough now and in August to get on the field on traditional passing spots? Is that a thought process you have?
Yeah, I mean, any player, they want to get in pretty much every play, and that's me. I'm known for coverage, but I feel I can do anything, you know, you tell me to do. So that's just one aspect of my game. It's just covering. But, you know, I have a whole arsenal of different things I can do.
And how have you held up in coverage against backs and tight ends the last 3 weeks?
It's been pretty good. Mike, he's definitely a great tight end. It's fun going up against him just because we went against each other in college, so it's pretty fun.
Maybe practicing against Gesicki will, you know, get you ready for Gronk. Have you watched any of that Gronk film yet, or how familiar are you with that guy?
He's a great player, but I cross that path when it comes. He's one of the best tight ends ever, so it's going to be a good honor, but I'm going to cross that when it's time to cross that path.
How much have you leaned on Raekwon, obviously, with the friendship going back to Ohio State? Do you talk to him most days about things? Does he come to you with advice?
Yeah, I talk to him pretty much every day. His locker right next to mine. Weekends, I even ask to use his car. I pretty much use him as much as I can. You know, he comes with me. He tells me the things I need to work on. But, yeah, he's a great leader. I mean, he's the middle linebacker. He's a real middle linebacker his whole life, so he's good.
So let's get to the root of this whole thing. Where's your car?
I don't have
a license.
Yes, I have a license. So when I was training for the combine, my dad ended up wrecking my car. So he's fine. It's just I don't have one now, so that's going to be my purchase, I guess.